the book Hebrews, part 306. I'm Professor Hannes Retenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, they are not as much in English as in Afrikaans. So if you are Afrikaans speaking, although you are functioning in English, you can also obtain the Afrikaans ones from the same website. You can just contact me. Or otherwise, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1816 version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham. I always say it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's +27 for South Africa, the code 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're always so very, very welcome. So glad for new people. Go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that you are currently busy with. And as I said, there's quite a lot of Afrikaans studies. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. Welcome to breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so very welcome. May the study today be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are busy with Hebrews. We're going to start with Hebrews 12 verse 1. On Friday we concluded Hebrews 11, which was very much informed, and we got informed with the word and inspired. And we give Yahushua and Father Yahweh all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 verse 1. Therefore, seeing we, you must always wash my hands, or therefore seeing we as part of the bride of Yahushua, or are also compassed, it is excited about with so great cloud of witness. A great cloud of witness. Of what do you bear witness? Hallelujah. The scripture says, if we are born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh, we are excited about the cloud. No. A great cloud. It's not just a cloud. A great cloud of the revelation word of which we are a witness. And that's why we as your fist with a V, we as your fist, you can't keep us down. You can't keep us quiet. Why? Because we obtained life and life in abundance through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the powerful manifested word of Yahushua, which came to life more than 2,000 years ago, but which is so relevant in the time that we're living in today in 2026. We are so excited. We are so excited. Not just of what is happening to us as Yahfists, but to what Yahweh and Yahushua is doing through the Ruach HaKodesh in a lost world. People is coming to repentance daily. The Bible says there's gladness and joy in heaven if one soul repents unto Yahushua. One. soul that repents to Yahushua creates a occasion in heaven of gladness and joy. And you know what? We know that hundreds of thousands of souls is coming to repentance all over the world through this revelation word. But we are satisfied to say one at a time. The Bible says in the time of Yahushua, it doesn't say there was hundreds added to the congregation, to the ministry a day. You see, and there were souls added daily. And that's all I want to see. His souls must be added daily to the ministry of Yahushua. It's not my ministry. It's our ministry, of which Yahushua is the head of the body, and we function within, as the word says. Wherefore, seeing we as part of the brother of Yahushua also can confess, be excited about with such a great of ourselves, a great cloud of witness, a massive cloud of witness of what I want to ask a question: of what do you bear witness? Of what do you bear witness? And I want to say this morning, if you do not have a testimony, if you do not have something to bear witness of, you are moving on very dangerous territory. Because this is the purpose that Yahweh, through Yahushua and the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh, saves people. He doesn't just save me to sit in a rocking chair going on my way to heaven. No, He saved us. He called us to bear witness unto a lost world. Can you imagine 2,000 years ago, if the apostles and disciples, the followers of Yahushua, the Yahvist, if they have just bear the message for themselves, was happy just to have it for themselves, close it up and cuddle it just for themselves? No, they went into a lost world. Because Yahushua said to the disciples, go from house to house and break bread. He didn't give them a brown bread to break from. He gave them the word of life, which we are busy breaking every day. Hallelujah. We have an obligation. Against the obligation is for the kingdom of Yahushua, to perform in the kingdom of Yahushua, not as beggars, but as kings, sons, and priests of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful privilege to be able to call upon the revelation, the supernatural revelation name of Yahushua. We have something that the world wished they had. So we are not to be selfish and just hide it for ourselves. We need to take it into a lost world. And we do not need to go to another country to do it. Right in the office where you are, in the school where you are, in your household, your family, your friends, your neighbor. We need to be a witness. And we need to live accordingly. That's the wonderful thing about it. It's not to say I'm a Yahvist. I need to live accordingly. And I can't have a brandy and coke with a piece of meat and be a testimony. I need to live in total holiness so that the people can experience the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh in my lives and in your life. Hallelujah. We were so great a cloud of witness. I say, well, of what are you a witness? Yes, I've just started off. I'm still a baby. That's fine. That's a start. And that's why Bible study is so important. It's like eating. The more you eat, the stronger you will get. And the fatter you will get. So it's very important to see what you eat. so that you don't get, you don't want to get too fat. You want to be strong. That's all you need to do. So we need to study in the Word and spiritual, make myself strong, allowing the Ruach HaKodesh to guide and lead and teach us in all righteousness and truth. This is the wonderful thing about it, is we have the privilege of the Ruach HaKodesh leading and teaching us and convincing us of sin and unrighteousness. This is what He does. When there's something where we can go wrong, even before you set your hand to do, take it, it will say, hey, what are you doing? Immediately the Ruach will address you, and you will know, I'm going to blow up everything. I'm going to mess up everything. All the ground we have gained, I'm going to lose it for the pleasure of 10 or 15 minutes of, or because of somebody else, making somebody else my friend. No, if you need to fall, turn back to sin. The Bible says, like a dog turning to its own vomit and eating from it. It's bad news. And if I need to turn to my vomit, to eat from it, turn back to my sin and my old life, just to gain a friend or two, then I'd rather be without friends. I'd rather be without friends and just hang on to those who say they are your first and live a life of holiness. We study the Word, the revelation Word of Yahweh, our Elohim. He says, also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight of the flesh. If we come to repentance, let us lay aside the weight of the flesh. I said of the flesh. It takes a man and a woman with a strong backbone spiritually to stand up and say, I will not do it again. Not in my own power or my own will, but through the unction of the Ruach HaKodesh, I will not do it again. I will not turn back to the sins that I used to hang on to, the things that I used to live from. I'm not prepared to turn that way ever again. And you know, I can say as long as Yahweh keeps and guides us, but it starts with us. The fact that we today, this morning, can say we are born again from water and the Ruach, the immersing in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sin. We have gone the way. We are that far where the old man of sin has been buried. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. You can go and read it. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. We are past the stage where we are buried. The old man of sin is buried in a water grave. And now we live in holiness. And this is the interesting part of it. And this is what makes this spiritual journey so exciting. It's the fact that we receive from nowhere. Yahweh just bless us with abundance of spiritual blessings. The agape, the spiritual, supernatural love. And the Rima word. The power. The Ruach HaKodesh in power and fulfillment in our lives. How wonderful is that? It's not things that we own. It is gifts that we daily receive without even realizing it. To a lot of people it has become so natural. It's just happening. That they don't even realize it's actually a heavenly gift that has been given to us every day. And that's why we must dwell in the Spirit. Excuse me. That's why I've got a jersey on me. But chilly. Winter's coming. We need to dwell in the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. We need to feast from the bread of life and the water of life. And that means being busy with the revelation word of Yahweh El Elohim daily. You cannot function if you do, you can't spiritually grow if you do not study the word. And the easiest way to study the word is to do the studies that I am doing with you. What is your God's name? The revelation of the book Revelation. The Hebrew study. The lie of the third temple. And so we can continue. It's so important. We need to function in the revelation word. Not once a month. Once every 2 weeks. Daily. Whenever we have an opportunity, we need to study the revelation word. Now this still a lot more to say about this verse. Great word of encouragement. Let's be the best we can be today. Be a blessing unto somebody else. And a testimony of this revelation word of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.